The Arcata Tigers took another big step towards a pair of conference championships in local high school basketball this week. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school basketball from around the county, some sad news out of College of the Redwoods, how the local college basketball teams fared this week, and how one Humboldt County native is making a name for himself in the sport of bare-knuckle fighting. But first up, the Arcata Tigers continue to close in on Big 5 boys and girls championships in basketball. Both teams won their games earlier this week to go to 6-0 in conference play, and they each remain alone atop the Big 5 standings with just two games remaining each. On Tuesday night, the Arcata boys hosted the Fortuna Huskies and ran out to a comfortable 77-44 win, stretching their winning streak to 7 straight games. The Tigers remain ahead of second-placed McKinleyville in the Big 5 standings, and the two schools will play each other at McKinleyville High School next Wednesday in a showdown that will likely decide who wins this year's championship after both schools shared the title last year. On Wednesday night, the Arcata girls traveled to Fortuna and won a hard-fought game against a resilient Huskies team by a score of 49-37. The win was the team's seventh in its last eight games, and the Tigers are now two wins clear of second-place Eureka, which is 4-1 in conference play with a game in hand. Also in Big 5 girls action on Wednesday, the McKinleyville Panthers all but secured third place in conference play and a place in the upcoming Dick Nicolai tournament with a 43-28 win over Del Norte. The Panthers improved to 3-3 in conference play, while Del Norte dropped to 1-5, and Fortuna remains winless with a record of 0-5. Big 5 action continues on Friday night when Fortuna plays at McKinleyville and Eureka travels to Crescent City to play Del Norte. Also on Friday night, the St. Bernard's girls will try to secure at least a share of this year's Little Four championship. The Crusaders, who are 3-0 in conference play and a very impressive 21-1 overall, will host second-placed Ferndale in Eureka, and a victory will leave them two wins clear in the standings with two games remaining. In the other Little Four girls game on Friday night, South Fork plays at Hoopa. In boys action on Thursday night, the Eureka Loggers all but wrapped up the Big 5's third and final spot in this year's Dick Nicolai tournament with a 79-57 win over Del Norte, while the McKinleyville boys kept the pressure on Arcata with a 53-41 win at Fortuna to go to 6-1 in conference play with one game remaining. Eureka is now 3-3 in the Big 5, while Del Norte is 1-6 and Fortuna is 0-6. In Little Four boys action on Thursday night, the St. Bernard's Crusaders secured at least a share of the conference championship with a 62-45 win at Ferndale. The Crusaders are now 4-0 in the Little Four with two games remaining, while the Wildcats dropped to 1-3. In the other Little Four game on Thursday, the South Fork Cubs defeated the Hoopa Warriors 76-47 to improve to 2-2 in conference and keep their slim championship hopes alive. Hoopa dropped to 1-3. In local college basketball this week, the College of the Redwoods men's team rallied from an 11-point first-half deficit to beat Shasta 96-88 on Wednesday night to remain in the hunt for a fourth Golden Valley Conference championship in five seasons. Brandon Lucas had a monster game in the win, scoring 34 points, including 10 three-pointers, as the Corsairs improved to 4-2 in the GVC standings. Butte College remains top of the GVC standings with a record of 4-1, and the two conference frontrunners will meet at Butte next Thursday in a pivotal matchup. The CR women did not fare quite as well on Wednesday and lost a close game to Shasta, falling 64-59. On Saturday, the CR women got their first conference win, defeating Lassen 59-38, and they are now 1-4 in conference play. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams also were in action this week. On Saturday, the Humboldt men knocked off conference leaders Cal State Dominguez Hills 90-80 for their third straight win, while handing the high-flying Toros their first conference loss. They followed that with a 57-55 win at Cal Poly Pomona on Thursday, and they are now 7-6 in conference and 11-7 overall. The Humboldt women, meanwhile, fell 93-59 at Dominguez Hills on Saturday, and followed that with a 69-34 loss at Pomona on Thursday, which was their sixth straight defeat. They are now 4-9 in conference and 5-14 overall. Elsewhere in local sports this week, there was some sad news out of College of the Redwoods on Wednesday evening with the announcement that the Corsairs have been forced to cancel their 2025 softball season. According to a press release announcing the news, injuries and medical clearance issues over the semester break have left the program without enough players to field a full team. The 2025 season was supposed to be new head coach Michaela Harris's first with the program after she was hired to replace the departed Megan Valente last summer. The press release added that the school will continue with its off-season practices and instruction, and that the team will return in 2026. Players will retain their eligibility. In local fight news, it's been a good month for one Humboldt County fighter who is quickly making a name for himself in the sport of bare-knuckle fighting. Hydesville resident Ryan Peterson recently took up the sport after it was legalized here in California, making his debut in the ring in last May's Bear River Casino Resort Fight Night. Peterson's performance caught the attention of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, which signed him to a multi-fight deal. 2 weeks ago, Peterson improved to 2-0 in BKFC events with a victory at the Pechanga Resort Casino in Southern California, and he is now ranked number 47 in the world in the 165-pound weight division. Peterson says he hopes to fight again sometime this spring. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.